After a week of what many analysts called failed U.S. diplomacy in the Middle East, President Bush's national security advisors huddled at the White House today. They met hours after the latest Palestinian suicide bombing and following Israel's assault on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in the West Bank. Secretary of State Colin Powell said Washington has been assured that Israel doesn't intend to harm Arafat, and he called on the Palestinian leader to crack down on terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from the State Department.
Secretary of State Colin Powell says he's been working the phones and following the situation on an hour-by-hour basis. At a brief news conference today, he condemned the latest spate of Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel, and he urged Yasser Arafat to act against those responsible.
Once again, terrorism that targets innocent civilians have dealt a serious blow to the effort to achieve a ceasefire and to find a political solution to the crisis in the Middle East. Once again, terrorists have set back the vision of the Palestinian people for a state that would live in peace side by side with Israel.
Powell called on Arab and European nations to deliver the same message to the Palestinian leader. As for Israel's actions in Ramallah, Powell treaded lightly, saying the Bush administration understands Israel's need to respond, but wants Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to carefully consider the consequences of his actions.
We ask the Israelis to show the necessary restraint with respect to that activity so that they do not put Chairman Arafat's life in danger and they minimize loss of life with respect to civilians. It's a very difficult situation. Israel is trying to defend itself.
Powell says when he spoke to Sharon, the Israeli prime minister assured him that Israel would not try to kill or capture Arafat. The concern about Arafat's personal fate caps a devastating week for U.S. diplomacy in the Middle East. Despite U.S. pressure, Prime Minister Sharon did not give Arafat the green light to go to the Arab summit in Beirut to discuss Saudi peace proposals. And Palestinian suicide bombings have overshadowed U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni's efforts to negotiate a ceasefire. Some U.S. foreign policy analysts have complained that the Bush administration has been far too reluctant and has simply stood by calls for a ceasefire without dealing with the related political issues. Secretary of State Powell was defensive today, saying U.S. diplomacy had been making some progress and that there was some cause for guarded optimism until terrorism brought all that to a halt.
That's what has caused this crisis to come upon us, not the absence of a political way forward, but terrorism in its rawest form.
Powell says for now, General Zinni will stay in the region and continue his efforts to negotiate a ceasefire. But the Bush administration was not ready to announce any new diplomatic initiatives to bring to an end what the Secretary of State describes as a tragic situation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News at the State Department.